podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Toby, you're looking brown.
Well, hey, it's called the sun. England has finally delivered with the sun, but I haven't been here.
No, you've been in Switzerland, haven't you?
I've been away, and that's why we were a bit late this week. But then last week, it was just
so busy,
too full on.
Yeah,
couldn't fit us in. So we apologise, but we're back.
We are back, hopefully for a few weeks before yes. Then I go off to Bulgaria.
You're going to Bulgaria.
It was very cheap.
Yes,
because it's quite close to Ukraine, which I didn't realise. My geography is not the best, and it's quite close to Ukraine. So
when do you go?
What day? 12th of August, I think.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah. You'll be right.
Anyway, it's been a really, really interesting 2 weeks.
Yeah.
In the first week, we saw that the Southern Hemisphere wiped the floor with the
yes.
Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, and then roles were reversed.
You sound like you've had a few drinks today.
I'm tired, mate. I'm tired. I'm jet lagged from travelling an hour.
Roles were reversed,
yes,
though.
And they were.
We saw a real fight back. I mean, okay, so let's just briefly go over. The All Blacks thoroughly beating Ireland. All the Kiwis now thinking they're amazing.
Oh, I know.
Fast
it's
forward a week.
It's quite good, really. I mean, I hate it, but it's quite good.
Oh, I mean,
it's putting us back in where we belong.
Oh, 100%. Like, the first week just made everyone think, oh, everything's okay.
Yes.
Nothing's a problem. And then back yep. down to earth, let's sack everyone, let's get new players.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, and we're going to go over this, it's a little bit, just bit village.
Yeah, bit village.
Then you've got Aussies beating the English, which is great. Absolutely fantastic.
Love it.
And to be honest, I didn't see the English kicking back as hard as they did, but the Aussies still did well.
Yeah, they did.
So that
yeah,
was
they
close.
Were still in it, weren't they?
Yeah. South Africa.
Oh, that's village.
That is terrible. Let's yeah. not even talk about that. And they got no. RGs with Scotland. That was good. Both
yeah.
games. Very, very
well,
good
got,
games.
They got thrashed, didn't they, the RGs in the second one?
Yeah, thrash is a bit of an overstatement.
29-9, was it?
Yes, yeah, not thrashing. I'll show you a thrashing.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please.
But anyway, so it's been really interesting from the point of view of a rugby
fan. It was 29-6, actually.
Yeah, it's not a thrashing.
But then even like France.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I have to say, those are the only games I couldn't watch. They weren't on Sky. They weren't on the...
the France-Japan 2015.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It's
and
close.
It was last-minute stuff
yeah.
as well. Last-minute stuff to
really?
Win it.
Really?
Yeah. So very, very tight. But anyway, we're moving to our messages from our supporters.
Yes.
We've got a few.
We do.
The Razzler, the Dazzler, you
Again.
May be surprised, has got in touch.
Right. That is a shock to me, Damo. And I tell you what, is it an essay? Yes, it is.
Yep, it is.
Again.
It's John chapter 5.
how Jesus ate breakfast.
No, fantastic. Now, we spoke about last one.
John
about
chapter 5. That's really quite good from you, Damo.
We spoke about how we poked the bear, the New Zealand press poked the bear. And Razza Dazza goes on to basically say, look, there was nothing to really worry about. Might be getting this wrong, Razza Dazza, for the first time in history. And it didn't really work out for them. But it has now. It has now. Hasn't
it? 100%.
Let's
it
be
was,
honest
it was
to say.
A delay.
Delay. And I don't know what that was, really, because if they had shown up in the Auckland Test match, I think that would have been the easier one to win. But it just shows good coaching a week, and they got the game plan right second week on. Then we've got the Aussie-England game, where we've got the red card for headbutting,
yeah.
which was Darcy Swain, who headbutted the English lock, who'd pulled his hair. So what's your take on it? If your hair's being pulled repetitively,
yeah.
okay, what are you going to do?
I'm going to I'm going to do something about it.
What are you going to do about it, though? Because you can't, can you? You know you can't. If you do something about it. But if someone's pulling your hair...
But then did he get carded as well?
He got yellow carded for pulling hair. The other guy got red carded for a headbutt.
So would the referee have seen the hair pulling?
Yes, he did. He did see the hair
pulling. If there was no headbutt?
That is a really good question. I might suspect he wouldn't have.
Well, there you go. That's where it's annoying for me, because it's like in the playground. You see the end of it, but you didn't necessarily see the start of it. You don't know the full story, so you bollock the
No. Because what? You know, they watched the video back. They saw the hair falling.
Yeah, but they've only watched the video back. They didn't know the full story to begin with.
Had that had been happening earlier.
Yeah.
Had we missed it.
No, yes, I think exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's come to the end of his tether and he's gone out and headbutted him.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
He got to the end of his tether and he headbutted him. What's worse for me, the hair pulling?
I think the hair pulling.
Or the headbutting?
The hair pulling's awful. You know, that's bloody playground shenanigans.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is very rare. I agree with you. But yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
I am feeling okay.
By the way, you look bloody good, hey. Jeepers. Have you had a bit of a you've had a bit of a shave, haven't you?
I have had a bit of a shave, yeah. Especially for you, sir. And not just on the face. Those... jokes.
That is...
On the arms.
Oh,
armpits.
Awful. We got one from LinkedIn.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Now, I did see this. The boat race captain. I think he needs to explain himself here. Why is he the boat race captain?
I think he's talking about Cambridge and Oxford rowing. And he's
That's
the boat race
captain. That's not the boat race, though. The boat race
that
is
the boat race, mate.
There's a difference.
Cambridge versus what they call
it is
that.
A boat.
The
oh, do
boat
they call
race.
It the boat race?
The boat race, right? And I'm guessing he's the captain.
Wow. Why is he listening to us? That's cool. Anyway, he says, hey lads, which is a bit informal for an email, but hey ho. Or was this off? Yeah, email.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear how you feel about Scott Barrett picked at 6.
And this was the first test.
And how
it?
Pleased you guys would be about Enor. Ha 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 ha.
We were disgusted
so
about
this,
Enor.
Yeah, this was sent before the first test. To be fair, Scott Barrett played really well in the first test.
He played very, very well.
So maybe, but I think if we had talked about it prior, we would have been like,
My question on this is.
But Enor, is Donkey in there?
Well, we know there was a lot of COVID, but even so, surely we can find something better than Enor. But my point to this one is Scotty Barrett, I don't think he's a bad choice at 6.
No,
and he proved that on that game.
Yes.
And subsequently moved back into the second row because Sam Whitelock's injured.
Right.
So I'm guessing he would have been picked again at 6. And I'm guessing maybe this weekend he'd be picked at 6 again.
Is he a new 6?
Well, the problem being is it's not that whether he's a new 6, but you've got to look at the reason why he's being chosen there over Akira Ioane.
Akira Ioane is not a 6.
Well, yeah, no, but he is a 6.
He's not a 6.
But he's an 8, isn't he?
He's an 8.
He's an 8, but he's been playing at 6 for a while.
Which we know doesn't necessarily work.
The problem is that in reality, you look at the All Black back row.
Yes.
And they're all 7s.
Yes. 7s or 8s.
7s or 8s. They're none of them, you don't have a... You don't really. I mean, you look.
We don't have a Jerome Kano.
You look at Ardy, who's playing at 8.
Yes,
he's a 7.
Yes, okay. Correct.
Sam Kane, 7.
Yeah,
he's playing at 7.
Yes,
good on him. And then really, you got Kira Ioane, or you've got
who's an 8 playing at 6.
Playing at 6, yeah.
You've got
or Dalton Papali'i, who played on the weekend.
Yeah.
They were all 7s. Really,
yes. Yeah.
Their first position 7.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference, isn't there? Because a 6 should be.
And you've got Hoskins Satutu.
Who's an 8?
Who's an 8?
Who
but she'll be playing in the centres. Now, there's a question for you, Damo.
Do you know what, though? That's a good shout.
It's a
That's
bloody
a real
good shout.
Because I'd have him over here.
Yeah, hard out.
what? So my point is, that's your balances off right there. You know, your six should be someone like Scott Barrett, who's going to be good ball carrier, who's going to clear those rucks, be a bit nasty. I don't think we have a nasty six in New Zealand. They're all very nice.
Think about Jerome Kano. We haven't had a good six.
Enforcer.
Well, we haven't had a...
Peter.
We haven't had an enforcer since Jerome Kano. Before him was probably Brad Thorne. We haven't had a mongrel.
He was a good enforcer.
We haven't had a mongrel, have we?
No. I mean, Dane Coles is kind of that mongrel.
Yeah, but he's...
not playing.
No, exactly.
I'd be playing him right now.
Yeah.
Give us some edge. Okay, so...
just a little bit of niggle.
Do you know what? It's a great, great shout, but I would go Scott Barrett again this weekend.
Yeah.
Over the others.
He's got a bit more size than the others as well, which I think his six needs.
Just think he does the dirty stuff a bit more.
Puts his head...
So I'm talking about Peter Omani from Ireland. You know, he's the six for Ireland.
Yeah.
He is that big, confrontational, niggly in there. We're going to talk about this a bit later on.
Good player. Yeah.
Just does the grafty stuff really well.
Yeah. Not he doesn't show like he does. He's not a flamboyant or great player in the way where I mean he makes huge yards. You see him, you know, offloading from here.
No, he just does the dirty stuff.
He just does the basic dirty stuff well.
Really well.
Yeah.
Gets over the ball, lots of pinches.
Yeah,
and
clears
and
out well.
Clears. Mm. I love a good clear. Do you know what I mean? I honestly.
Clear of what?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Clear of the ruck, yeah. Right, sir, over to you on the last one.
Oh, Willow.
Willow, yes.
All right, lads. Again, bit informal.
So this is, again, after the first test match.
This is after the first test match. Yeah. Just a few observations. Wondered if you'd noticed the same. Watching the Australian-England first test and the Australian commentary is so biased. Right, they've been biased since word go. South Africans are even worse.
No, I don't think South Africans are. I think Australians are... They are parochial, aren't they?
English commentators, to be fair, not all of them, but there's a couple that just, like, everything is England. And Australians are the same.
No, I think the Aussies are, like, more down the path. They're like us. We were. I think the Aussie commentators are a bit like, if we were doing it, we'd be like,
what? We
we'd
should
be like,
try
oh,
and
boomfah, you know, type thing.
Mio, he's offside. Oh, he's well on. We should actually try and do it, eh?
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
We would be terrible.
This is.
I'd be forgetting players' names.
Yeah, but that's what would make it funny. That's what be. Here's a question to our listeners. Let us know if you think we should commentate a game.
We could do a little bit, like
we could do a half or a 20 minute snippet.
I'm thinking like we could do like 5 minutes.
No,
and then
that's
play
not
it
long
on,
enough.
Play it on the thing, just to see what it sounds like.
But yeah, let us know if you think we should commentate on a game.
Yeah, okay.
Let us know. Anyway, carrying on with Willow's email, I've seen this for a while now, but they're trying to defend Darcy's. Well, the headbutting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Darcy. Sweeney?
Swain.
Swain, sorry. Also, why do all NZ refs give the longest penalty advantage ever? This is true, though.
Yeah, it's very, very true.
This is very true. Even when the attackers are clearly just doing one-up runs with forwards, that isn't going to go anywhere. Yeah,
I think
the referee needs to recognise, right, nothing's going to happen, I'm just going to blow it up.
Do you know what? I reckon it should be out there for the players to say, look, unless you really have a crack here, we're just going to call the penalty. So, you know, I think that they were trying to stop scrum arse from, like, dropping the ball.
Yes.
You know how they used to do that?
Yeah.
Just drop the ball.
Yeah, but now they're almost doing that cross kick. If it comes off.
Yeah, brilliant.
Obviously, they've scored a try.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then they go back for the penalty.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree with you, Willow, on both things. The Aussies are biased, but I like it. I actually like it. I think if you go in and
a bit funny.
You understand the Aussies are going to be biased, I think it's great. You know, because it's ridiculous, some of the things they say.
It is ridiculous. Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's like, especially when it's like a try, like they're going upstairs. I definitely got that down. We got a fingertip to that. And yeah, New Zealand refs, they have, yeah, they've fallen behind significantly, haven't they? When was the last time we had, you know, one of the world's best refs?
Not for a while.
Not for can't a even very remember. Long time, really. Can't remember?
No.
Couldn't tell you.
No, couldn't you tell go. You there, bud.
So next up, sir, is an email from Rory, who is our first Patreon member.
Yeah, what a guy.
What a guy.
Hero.
Hero of ours.
Absolute hero.
So this is a moment where we can plug ourselves. You're much better at plugging than I am.
Yeah, you're right, I am.
So you give
good
it a go.
Good segue. So like, share, subscribe, email. We love emails.
We love an email.
Yeah.
Or two.
Three. We've got Patreon set up now, and obviously Rory was our first.
Quickly followed by the Razzle Dazzler.
Yes. Yes. But that's it.
No, we've got one more.
Oh, we got one more.
Yeah. Stephen.
Stephen, yes.
Depp. So three.
Yeah, good. Three. Like that. But again, you know, emails. We love it. We love hearing from you.
We do. So he was talking about how bad the All Black discipline was in the second test.
Yep.
And people are talking about, oh, the game, you know, the game was lost because of this, you know, this red cards, yellow cards. I absolutely disagree. And this is what Rory's saying as well. He's saying, look, the New Zealand media are playing too much, you know, towards the fact that New Zealand lost because they had red cards and yellow cards. I just disagree. I disagree. That's the reason why. They just did not play well. They weren't good enough, and they ran out of ideas. And I absolutely back up what Rory's saying here. So discipline was terrible, and take away the red and yellow cards, the All Blacks were still poor.
So the red card went to
Angus Tatavau.
Tatavau, okay. And the yellow card went to?
There was two yellow Offa Tungafase.
Oh, yeah.
For the early pullback, which should have been a yellow card and a penalty try, and it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest, I can't even remember who the other one was. But it doesn't really matter. It was Lester Fainuku.
Right.
Now, again, they're all a little bit, you know, like Offa Tungafase's definitely yellow card.
Yeah.
Lester Fainuku was one of those ones where he's jumped up in the air and he's landed.
Okay.
That could have been a red. If he had left his hands up, he would have been fine.
Right.
He didn't. He braced himself and he hit the guy on the head. So he got off lightly in reality.
Yeah.
And then your Angus Tatavau one where, yeah, he's a prop, but he didn't lower it down.
No.
And yes, there was a change of direction, but if he had been lower in his body position, he wouldn't have made head-to-head contact.
No.
So I'm really...
head-to-head contact?
Head-to-head contact. So it's just one of those, you know, we mentioned this, didn't we, saying
we
New Zealanders might be really struggling because they haven't got there.
And who was refereeing?
Jaco Piper.
Right, okay.
Jaco Piper. So, yes, I'm really sorry, but I wholeheartedly agree with Rory on this. Discipline's poor.
Where's Rory from?
Don't
with
know.
With a name like that, I have a feeling he's Irish.
Well, if you actually look at how it's spelt right down the bottom, it's pronounced Rory.
Yes.
Have you looked at that?
I have.
Do you think that's Irish?
That name, yeah, because there's a boy at school and his name's spelt like that.
Oh, okay. And he's Irish.
Yeah.
There you go.
I could be very wrong, though. I could be very wrong. And he's paid with Euros, hasn't he?
Oh, true. Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
I'm a detective, aren't I? Just call me Detective Tobinator. Here for all your needs.
Right, mate, we're off to the
Not
Super
just
Brew.
Just detective work. Oh, yeah, okay.
Super Brew. I'll just put the soundtrack on. Do you want to start us off, sir?
Yes. So, leaders of this week. Seppo Dan.
Yeah.
Must be from America. Jed Swano.
Yeah. But then
Coley the Foley.
Oh, wow.
Hot on his heels. T-Mac Big Ash. So that's your first sort of five or six.
Do you know what? Let's just take a moment. Coley the Poly was last.
He has turned a corner.
And we gave a call. He wasn't on the Super Brew, and I called him out for it, and I said, come on, big fella.
Yeah.
Just because of one bad performance, or 8 weeks of it, not to give up. And he's back, and he's doing really well.
He's done real well.
Who's the bottom four, mate?
So that was the top four of the actual round two.
Yes.
So the bottom four of this week.
Yep.
No, of this week. Queensland Brumby.
Yeah.
1 point.
Oof.
Andre, 2 points.
Mm.
Imposing Weapon, 2 points.
I love it. Imposing Weapon.
Crusaders are overrated, I believe. 2 points, love that. And Canadian Rush.
Do you know all I've
got?
It
was another podcast. 2 points. Come on, bud. You need to do better.
All I've got to say is Crusaders are overrated. You suck. And overall,
yes.
Top four is T Mac at the moment on top. Ben Zealand, Seppo Dan, and Big Ash.
Yeah,
Big Ash also wasn't very good of him, and he's done well.
I know, yeah.
Come on, Big Ash.
He's rubbish.
And the bottom four, Reds 2021.
Yep. Real good name.
Out of date, mate.
Good name.
You do the next one.
Queensland Brumby.
Mother's Milk.
That's a good one. Have you actually looked through Georgie 69?
Come on, lads. What I love is that we attract people like minds to us.
Oh, hey, J-Boo 007.
Yeah,
he's way up. Where are you?
I'm miles. No, let's not talk about it. Right,
where are you?
Move on.
I'm just.
I had a shocker, eh?
No, but where are you overall?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm pretty close to that bottom page, eh?
No, you're not.
I am. Yep.
No, you can't.
Mate.
Also, just on Super Brew, I've now set up a Super Brew for the
Rugby Championship.
The Rugby Championship.
It's going to
be good.
Get
yourself
that,
on there, Super Rugby Podcast. I'm 46th.
Yeah, mid table.
I'm mid table.
I'm pretty sure I'm lower than you.
Right, well, I'm just gonna have a look.
Anyway, mate, it's time for, while you do that, we'll move over to breaking news.
Yes.
Kindly not supported anymore by
Super XV. But
Athletic Greens. Yeah.
You need to try them.
Gotta try it.
Gotta try it.
Tastes like Mother's Milk 7.
Mm.
Beautiful.
The original Damo. 35th.
Yeah. Me? No.
No, you're not the original. You're Damo 316.
Yeah.
Damo 316, you are 57th.
You're
down 12
hurt
places.
Me as well.
down 12.
Yeah, no, shocker.
It's down 33. I tell you what, it's hard when there's big numbers and there's only a certain amount of games.
Yeah.
Because I like the longer competitions.
I like the competitions that I know about as well.
We've only got one more round, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Literally one more round.
I'm out of it.
Yeah,
already.
Well and truly, unless you get everything spot on, plus the Grand Slam.
That'd be great. Okay, time for this. My first story. Razzie Erasmus replies to Skoltberger after he criticised the team. This is on the back, sir, of the South Africans making 15 changes in their test match lineup and then losing to Wales, who are second-rate tier one nation at the moment, you'd say, after losing to Italy in the Six Nations. So my question to you is Razzie Erasmus looking too much forward? Are some of these coaches looking too much forward to the World Cup and not focusing on winning rugby games now?
Well, I think a lot of coaches now are putting a lot of eggs in one basket, the Rugby World Cup basket.
Yeah.
And they're focusing on that Rugby World Cup rather than building confidence, building continuity, building that pressure on other teams to then take that all into the Rugby World Cup, which then hopefully will create success, but they're, that's not happening because they're too worried about the end game.
Yeah. I just don't like it. I have to say I don't like it. Making 15 changes to your team,
it's pointless.
And then getting beaten. I mean, the first match was close. So to make 15 changes.
I just don't get it.
And then this is the first time Wales have ever won in South Africa. Yeah, so basically
same with Ireland.
You know, but that's the difference, and I'll go over that in a minute. It's a bit different because I'll tell you the reason why it's different now, actually. So South Africa lost for the first time in South Africa, making 15 changes, putting on an understrength side.
Yes.
New Zealand lost to a second-rate Welsh team, really.
Yes.
Ireland are a good side. They're number two in the world, right?
They are now, yeah.
Okay. New Zealand didn't make all those changes. They genuinely put out what they felt to be their best team.
Yes.
So, yes, history has been lost with New Zealand, right? Because they didn't play well. But history's been lost in South Africa because they changed their team.
Yeah.
15 players from one test match to another test match. It doesn't sit right with me.
No.
I think that history is more powerful than Razzy Erasmus, Ian Forster, a lot of these guys actually understand.
Yeah, but it's because they're fixated on that end game, which is the Rugby World Cup. They're obviously not that bothered with...
Well, I just think it's awful, because I tell you what, if I was an ex-South African Springbok and you've been part of all that history and all those games you've won, to give it to the opposition with 15 changes is just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's quite a good segue into a story that I've just been looking at, and it's it was Buck Shelford.
Yes.
Again, sort of not necessarily having a go at the All Blacks and the amount of errors, just error after error after error. There's no skill.
The timing was off big time. I feel really flat about this. We're going to go over this. The All Blacks were terrible on the weekend, right? They were terrible on the weekend.
Were the All Blacks terrible, or were Ireland just good?
The All Blacks were terrible.
Right.
And Ireland were good.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Ireland in the first 20 minutes of the first test were very good. And the All Blacks relied on three pieces of exceptional play by three kind of individual breaks. The same thing happened on the weekend. You know, if it wasn't for Beauden Barrett and the way that he luckily scored the try, you know, it would have been even more embarrassing. I think the Irish could have beaten the All Blacks by more. But, yeah, the error count was huge. Quintipiai had a shocker. Just everything did not look right. People don't look happy there, mate. You've got players that have been playing Super Rugby who have been in the form of their lives, and then they're coming into the All Black environment and they're dropping balls, they're missing passes, their passes are going out in the full. I'm really sorry, but I think there's major issues with that All Black outfit at the moment. And I think it runs pretty deep.
I think it runs from the top.
100%. I've heard rumours, and they are rumours, that there's people aren't happy with the coaching setup. They don't trust the coaching setup. They don't think that the game plan's correct and right. So it could be very interesting moving forward. My next story is Sam Kane reveals what he thought about Peter Omani's goal line sledge. So Peter Omani, you'll love this one, sir, went across to Sam Kane and said, "You're nothing but a SHIT Richie McCaw."
I mean, who do you factually think, correct.
Who do you think you are? You're nothing more than a...
Wow.
Yeah. Now, like...
Wow.
It's a big boots to fill, isn't it? Richie McCaw's boots. It's a little bit like...
Yeah, but it would be big boots to fill for anyone in the world.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So Sam Kane... I think Sam Kane's a great player.
Yes.
He does a lot of things that people don't give him any credit for. But that's got to hurt you a little bit. That's got to be little bit of a sore
point. Definitely.
And that's what Peter Omani's good at. Now, obviously, Sam Kane sort of laughed it off, but that must hurt.
Oh, it would definitely hurt.
You know, he is a poor man's Richie McCaw, but yeah. I think anyone would be a poor man's Richie McCaw. Michael Hooper, poor man Richie McCaw. Yeah.
Peter Omani.
Well, he's a six, mate, so.
Poor man's Jerome Kano.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's what Sam Kane should come back and say, shouldn't he? Yeah, class. So, yeah, that must be tough, though. And, I mean, you got to think of the pressure that is on him, you know, because, you know, taking over from Richie McCaw, from Kieran Reid in the captaincy, not an easy task.
It's not an easy task at all.
And with the results going in the wrong direction, it's pretty easy to start pointing fingers, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. We're doing it, aren't we?
We love it, mate.
Yeah, of course.
We love it. You got the one last story there?
Yes. No one fears the All Blacks anymore.
Question to you, does anyone fear anyone anymore?
No.
I don't think anyone fears anyone.
No,
I think
everyone, they shouldn't.
No. I agree.
I mean, in all honesty, it's great for world rugby.
I'm not sure.
No, you just listen. Just hear me out. You can agree or disagree. But I think it's great for rugby as a spectacle because no one is head and shoulders above the rest. If you think about soccer football in this country, the Premier League, you've got Liverpool and Man City. Great. Oh, fantastic. Yeah? In maybe the league in Spain, Barcelona and Real Madrid. Great. Oh, fantastic. In France, Paris, great. In Germany, Bayern Munich and Dortmund, whatever. But in rugby, in international rugby, it's anyone's game. It's anyone's game. You think about Super Rugby, Crusaders.
Yeah? I disagree with that. But anyway,
well, Crusaders Blues.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Then in this country,
yeah,
because the season's so long, you already know the winner halfway through, which was Leicester.
Well, you're wrong there.
Maybe Leicester and Saracens.
Yeah, okay.
This season.
Yeah.
It's even Steven, isn't it? You know, which is great for a neutral.
If we were on film right now, you would all be loving this. It's literally Toby's looking like he's sprinkling rain everywhere with his hands. No, my point is this, okay. When golf was truly amazing,
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods was dominating.
Yeah, but it was.
And it was about everyone beating Tiger. Whenever anyone got close, it was like, and Tiger. I think you kind of need a dominant team at that moment. I don't think you need two or three. You still needed the occasional upset. You know, Tiger didn't win all the time.
No, okay.
But you need a dominant, like, they are just so good team.
Yeah.
I get what you mean. And I just think at the moment it's like we could go into the World Cup and, you know, all these teams. And, you know, we might have someone Village win. It's like back in the day when Greece won the Euros.
Who would be Village to win the World Cup?
I think like a...
In Ireland?
Don't think Ireland would be Village. Wales.
Wales aren't going to win the World Cup.
Scotland.
Wait, Scotland's not going to win the World Cup.
No, because what you could find is you could find that... Some of these big teams like knock each other out, or they have a bad guy, like a New Zealand lose to a Scotland in the quarters, or a French have a bad game against the Russian team, or you know
Georgia.
You see, like Japan, almost beating them. I just think there's nothing in it. Some of the really big teams might get knocked out in the quarters, and then you might go through to the semi, and you might just have a bit of a dud final.
So I saw this on the Instagram, and it where is it? Here it is. Here it just sort of said, or it has the top four. So France, Ireland, South Africa, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our lowest place.
Our lowest place ever, which is ridiculous because it's only fourth.
I know.
But those top four countries are on one side of
the... Yeah.
Are on one side...
Of the pool.
Yep.
Yeah.
So only two of the top four can go through.
Correct.
That's quite funny.
It is. So it's going to be tight, isn't it?
It's going to be, it's going tight, to be ridiculous. Tight.
Results. I'm sure everyone has already knows the results, but we'll just quickly whip through them. Japan narrowly losing to France, 15-20. All Blacks comfortably losing to Ireland, 12-23.
Comfortably. It's 11 points, man.
Australia, that game was very, very tight, 17-25.
Well, it's not tight, is it, if you're going
but
off the same
thing? But it was an incredibly
thing.
Tight game, it was, because I watched
you're
it.
You're so biased against, you hate the All Blacks.
South Africa, 12, Wales, 13. A touchline kick to win the game.
Really?
Try and kick to win it,
For Wales.
For Wales,
wow.
And okay, you're right. Argentina getting mullered really by Scotland, 6 points.
But then
to
I
29.
Think the game of the round is Georgia beating Italy
28-19 as well. Italy, they had a good team. It wasn't like they were terrible either.
No,
it wasn't like they put out a second string side against Georgia. A lot of questions to be answered there.
Yeah,
when
definitely.
You think of the Six Nations and you think that the Georgians had been sniffing around for a while and maybe it's time for them to have their day in the sun.
Yeah.
Mate, what caught your eye over the weekend?
Don't poke the bear. We've already touched on it.
Yeah.
The
New Zealand Press poked that bear, didn't they?
New Zealand Press are shocking.
Yeah. Pay
really
the price
are.
Now, look a bit silly
pay
now.
The price, yeah.
I reckon they're taking down those
face,
billboards now, aren't they?
Mud on their face. But it is what it is. How can you pick players and not use them?
I think this is about Lester Fainuku.
Yeah.
Hardly touched the ball on the weekend.
Kiriwani
is a six. He's been playing at six. He's been picked in the All Blacks. And
he's not a six.
But listen, they've been playing him at six, right? So my point is, they've picked him in the squad.
Yeah.
Right? And they pick Scott Barrett over top of him.
Yeah.
Then they go Dalton Papali'i over top of him.
How?
And he hasn't played at six.
No.
So why on earth would you
How
do that?
How do you think...
He feels.
Is he injured?
No. He's just lazy, I think.
He is lazy.
He's just lazy.
Yeah.
It's like get in shape, man.
Yeah.
Do some hard yards. Ugh. It just annoys me. But especially the Lester Fainuku thing. Pick him, and then we don't get the ball to him.
I know. Get him at 13.
I feel like that, eh?
Get him at 13.
Just bloody play, eh?
Ugh.
A couple of things that caught my eye and it made me think. England cricket team. Okay, they're doing really well at the moment.
Well, they lost by 10 wickets yesterday.
Did they? Who were they playing?
India.
Oh, crikey. Anyway, my point is, the England cricket team for years has had lots of talent, but if you have a bad performance, you're out.
Yes.
Right? And I feel like the All Blacks and England rugby team are like that at the moment. If you have a bad game, one bad game, you're out.
Yeah.
You know, Beauden Barrett plays at 10, he has a bad game, boom, he's out, he's gone.
See ya.
And then they go Richie Mwanga. And then when Richie has a bad game, boom, he's out, and then they go back to Beauden. And I feel like, especially in the midfield, you're looking at that and you're saying, they've had no opportunity to build, you know, these positions. It's like England as well.
But then they say, oh, we're trying new things. Okay, we'll try it for five games.
Correct.
Try it for five games, see what it's like. You know, it would have been perfect... three-game match series, try it out.
Like
and then try something else out, if you want, during the rugby championship.
Yeah.
And then you sort of know.
Quintipiaya started in the first test match, played pretty well. Started in the second test match, didn't play very well. My guess is he'll be banished now.
Yeah,
It won't even be like, oh, you're on the bench. It'll be like,
we've seen what you like. You're rubbish.
You can hold the oranges over there. So, and I think England's the same. You look at it, you know, if you're a player, you're so scared to make a mistake. So maybe you don't push as far as you should.
Well, you play within yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, you play within yourself, so you're not going to make that many mistakes. You're going to do a reasonable job, but that's it.
Mm.
You know, and is that what the coaches are looking for at the moment? An averagely good player.
He's just going to do as he's told.
Rather than someone who puts their head above the parapet and will give it a good one. Give it a good go, like a few years ago, a Finn Russell.
Yeah.
Danny Cipriani.
Correct.
a Richie Quade Mwanga. Cooper.
Richie Mwanga a little bit.
Yeah, but also a Bowden Barrett a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know, fling it and ying it from anywhere.
Oh.
It used to work a lot more than it does now.
Yeah, well, this weekend's going to be really interesting.
This will be the first game that I can watch.
I got Spider Cam, mate. This is how much.
So could you watch the game from start to finish on Spider Cam?
You could. No commentary, though.
Ah.
Which is a problem.
Have it somewhere else.
Yes.
Mm. Is that what you did?
So Spider Cam, I watched the first test match, the Australian match, on Spider Cam. The whole replay. And it was really interesting.
Yes.
You saw a lot. I'd rather watch Spider Cam.
You prefer it?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
As a pure rugby analyst type thing, you can get
You're a rugby reporter, Damo.
No, what I mean is, if you want to analyse the game in more detail,
yep.
then Spider Cam's where it's at.
Yes.
So if you're on Stan, you can watch that Spider Cam footage. Really, really good. And in the first test match, I noticed that the talent stuff for the England team, they weren't putting in the hard yards. Their defensive line was slow coming up, was unstructured. The ruck speed was poor. Second test, they got it right. They got a rocket, and that made a huge difference. So it'd be really interesting to see how this goes on the weekend for them, because I think Australia will be well up for this game, and I think there's more in the tank for Australia.
Well, again, I was reading something earlier that the Australians are a bit annoyed about the sort of thugness of the English team towards the Aussies.
Yeah.
Which is great, isn't it? But if you think about it,
they're going to be fired up.
Everyone's going to be fired up.
This is going to be a game. This is going to be a game to watch.
I think it'll be the game of the round.
I agree. 100% agree.
But, again, for a rugby spectacle, it's great to see all of the test matches, well, not all of them, but New Zealand, South Africa, Australia, coming down to the last game.
Yeah.
You know, this last game is going to be great.
I think South Africa will do the job.
Okay.
I think Australia will do the job.
Do you think Australia will?
And I'm really sorry. I think Ireland are going to win this test match series. Yeah.
You hate New Zealand, hey?
I have to say, I'm really sorry, but okay.
Who are you going to pick?
I'm definitely going to pick the Irish. 100%, yeah. I'm picking the Irish, and I'll probably have... Do you know what? I would love to have pie on my face on this comment, but I can't see how the ABs are going to out-coach the Irish, because that's what it comes down to. New Zealand got their game plan spot on first test match, but then that game plan did not change second test match. So what are they going to do next test match?
It's coaching staff.
It's poor.
Yeah.
It's really poor. Whereas Farrell and his coaching team watched the first game, solved the problems, they've nullified New Zealand.
They've got... You know what? I don't think New Zealand coaching staff has a rugby brain amongst them.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that, sir. Because I reckon...
Did you write something about it?
Yeah. 2017, the Lions test matches was the first time we saw an all-black team having no answers.
Quiver.
Yeah, having no answers for an opposition team.
Yeah.
Okay? They might have had their bad game here and there, but they always...
They found a way.
Their game plans were spot on. The development and the innovation was there, okay? So that was 2017, okay? Guess when Wayne Smith left the All Blacks coaching lot? Before the Lions, 2017. Might have been just after the Lions, 2017.
It was
2017. And since then, you look at the debacle we've had. We've gone from picking a team in the World Cup 2019 that does not resemble anything. So the 2019 World Cup side that lost to England does not resemble anything like the 2018 All Black team.
No.
And it's just gone bananas since then. It's really disappointing. The other one that I've mentioned here, a couple of things. Johnny Sexton, I'm not going to talk about the concussion. It's a non-issue. But he's 36 years old. He's still putting it out there, doing really, really well. How important is history? We've kind of covered this.
Yeah.
Where New Zealand losing, no one's fearing anyone anymore. South Africa give it away with 15 changes. And the red and yellow cards, 20 minutes off, have come back to bite the New Zealanders and seemingly the Aussies as well.
They can't just hold on, can they? Right, we've got 10 more minutes until this red card is replaced.
No.
Oh, it's the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, you know, it's tough on the brain, though, because when you see a red card, right, okay, we need to put in the hard yards for 10 or 15 minutes. Yellow, red, 10 or 15 minutes. Then we get someone back, you know. But now it's like, oh, gosh.
Whole game.
Right. You know, 10 minutes, granted. Okay, put in the hard yards. But red card, it's like, oh. Tough.
Yeah, nightmare.
Tough. Now, one last thing. This is going to be a long podcast. One last thing, though. Only one of the All Blacks matches has been sold out.
I think the test matches have been sold out.
Have they?
But not the Māori. I watched the Māori match this morning.
Well, it says down here, AB's matches, only one sold out.
Oh, the only ones to be sold out.
Oh.
The only ones to be sold out, yeah. I thought.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they are. But that is a problem, though, isn't it? When that many people come to watch the All Blacks but don't support the Blues or the Crusaders or the whatever. But even the Māori, even the Māori's, mate, it was like quarter full. Quarter full. The only other thing I want to mention here is if I was coaching, the key to attack is 13. You got Rico Ioane out there, yeah? If we get the ball to Rico early and we do things off Rico, we've got half a chance. But my bet is that Rico won't even start on Saturday. It's just a disaster, mate. The All Blacks are an absolute disaster. It's time for listeners' questions,
it
mate.
Is. It is indeed. I'll read this one. Hello, Damon and
He spelled my name incorrectly.
He did spell your name incorrectly. You're right.
I didn't put who this is, actually. Sorry,
no, you didn't.
Don't know.
Does this weekend's results show that the Northern Hemisphere teams can win a World Cup? Crazy weekend, men. Good luck for next week, all the Southern Hemisphere sides.
100% it shows that they can.
It actually, of course they can.
100% shows that Ireland can win the World Cup. 100% shows that England can win the World Cup.
Yes.
I don't think it shows that Scotland or Wales can win.
If Ireland can back up last week's match with another win, then I agree. Then I do think Ireland can win the World Cup. If they don't, then I still am going to stand in good stead and say they won't be able to win a World Cup.
I think you're right about that. I think the depth is a bit of a worry for Ireland.
Yes.
So,
but if they can, if they back it up, I'll put my hands up and say, I'm wrong.
Like Johnny Sexton is so integral to that team.
He's 36.
Peter O'Mahony's so integral to that team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's their only issue. But I think they'll win this weekend. People are saying that they won't. I can understand why you might think that.
Yeah.
I just don't think New Zealand have got the answers. So my question to you is, who's more likely to win the World Cup, the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere?
More likely the Northern Hemisphere.
I agree.
Yeah.
France.
Yep.
Hot favourites, but they're at home. A lot of pressure on them.
Yeah.
Ireland looking good.
Yep. England have the potential. Yeah.
I just don't think England will.
No, I don't either.
I think they're not happy.
No. No, they aren't happy.
You can't be happy with Eddie Jones as your coach all those years. Drive me nuts. Mate, my question to you is, what needs to happen for NZ to perform at the Rugby World Cup? If they lose this weekend and then they go on to play in the Rugby Championship and they don't do very well in the Rugby Championship, then we've got to remember they have lost to Argentina. They've lost to, out of like seven matches, they've lost to the Irish four or five times. So, you know, it's just not looking very good.
Do you know what?
I
saw a stat. The last, is it seven matches against Ireland? It's gone New Zealand, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, New Zealand, Ireland, New Zealand, Ireland, New Zealand, Ireland. And then the next one is, who's going to win it? Good mark.
So what needs to happen for them to do well?
They just need to trust the players more. They need to give them a chance, player-wise. Yeah, there's been no consistency with players. It's chopping and changing and, oh, you play here, you play there, I play there, you play there. All mixed up. But then game plans. They can't. I think in a World Cup or in international rugby now, you can't have the same game plan back to back.
No.
I think you need 5 or 6 game plans that then you can rotate in and out depending on who you're playing and which game plan is suited to, for that team who you're playing against. But I just don't think you can have, you can play 2 or 3 weeks with the same game plan. I think the rugby brains of other coaching sides are too good to not pick up on those subtle things.
I 100% agree. I reckon they need to bin off the coaches that are currently there.
But they're not going to do it.
I don't think they're going to do Fozzie. Fozzie's going to stay. If they want any chance, they need to take out Plumtree.
They're not going to just before a World Cup,
Greg
though.
Feek needs to go. They all need to go, mate. And I think they can do it on this sort of support staff side and get away with it.
I don't think they can. Ugh,
they need to.
They need to. You're right. They need to.
They need to get a Tony Brown in there. They need to get some attacking nous.
Yeah, fling it and ying it. Who cares?
No, it's not about flinging and ying it.
It's about
having a clear game plan of where to exploit opposition weaknesses.
Yes.
We just play the way we play, thinking that's going to be good enough.
We play to a certain structure that doesn't allow us to play with our head up.
Correct. 100%. I feel really down. Can you tell?
Jeepers. Right, my question to you, I haven't written it down and I don't have one, so I'm just going to do it off the cuff.
Go for it, son.
What happened to Fiji?
Yeah, this is their big thing. They can't back it up, can they? They can't back it up.
That annoyed me.
That really annoyed me, yeah.
I got it wrong.
yeah, my super room was wrong on that one too. Yeah, I mean, that is their big issue.
We saw it in the Super Rugby, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, and people, rightfully, we've even said it, you know, World Cup, they could make the semis. They could make. But I just think, you know, when you see that, they've lost to Australia, right?
Yeah.
It's not even Australia.
No.
Australia, right, mate?
Yes.
Now, that's just because they haven't backed it up. I think that, you know, fast forward 12 months with the Fiji Jura, they'll learn those skills. They'll learn those skills. It's really hard.
It's the depth for me.
It's the emotional roller coaster as a professional player that you go through that's really hard to continually back up. So, you know, it's like when you're a new player and it's your first season, you can often play really well, but it's seasons 2, 3, and 4 that the really good players show their
consistency. I agree with you, but I think for a team like Fiji or Fiji Jura, okay, is they have a really good game and they make a really good win, or they have a really good win and their emotions are high.
Yeah.
But again, they can't back it up.
Yeah, they
don't
talk
have
about
the depth.
Climbing the mountain,
yep,
getting to the top. It's like England in the semi-final against New Zealand.
Yes.
They put it all
out
there.
That was their final.
They won the game. It's
correct.
Very, very difficult to then drop back down and then build that back up. You lose that energy, and I think that's what Fiji's happened to Fiji. Mate, it's time for the end of the show.
It is.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So, I've got some questions for you.
You always have questions for me now.
I know. So, the questions are very simple in reality.
Okay.
This is Rugby World Team of the Year.
Okay.
Last year.
Right.
So, you can pick a position. Okay. I'll tell you the country, and you need to name the player.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. I know, it's quite good,
like
isn't it?
A lot.
Yeah? Okay. So you need to do, I'd say, 5 positions of choice.
Oof.
Where you think you're going to be able to pick them.
Okay. Ooh, 10.
So 10,
yeah.
New Zealand player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is last year?
Last year.
Oh, not what I thought it was going to be.
No, I know.
Jeepers. Richie Mwanga.
You're wrong.
Was it Beauden Barrett?
Beauden Barrett. Funny decision there, I think. Next question.
9.
France.
Yes, DuPont. Yes.
So easy.
Okay.
You got to do a Ford.
Yes, I will do a Ford. 15.
Scotland.
Oh, Hodge.
Hog. Oh, Hog. So you're wrong.
No. Hog. Okay. 5.
South Africa.
Oh. It's a bit.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
One more.
Hooker.
South Africa.
Malcolm Marks.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'll go through.
What about 8? We'll go one more.
Okay, 8, New Zealand.
Hoskins Satutu. Oh, no, what am I doing? Artie Sevilla. It's because he's a 7.
Very true. So I'll go through the team. Wyn Jones, Wales. Malcolm Marks. Tide Furlong. Mara Itoje. Sorry.
How overrated is he? Now, you should change your name. Instead of Crusaders overrated.
To be fair, I do think he's getting better. Khaleesi, Hooper, Sevilla, DuPont, Barrett, Karevi, great shout.
Yeah.
South Africa, Will Jordan, Stuart Hogg, and Mapimpi. Okay, so who was named Men's Player of the Year last year?
Ooh. DuPont.
Correct.
Yes.
Who was named Breakthrough Player of the Year?
Will Jordan.
You're pretty good, eh? Pretty good there. Well done, sir. Well done. Mate, that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure doing it with you.
Always.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah. Hey, there's a couple of listeners' questions in amongst this podcast, though, isn't there? You know, there's a few things that we need you to react on.
We do.
So make sure you do.
Make sure you do. So if you want to support us, get across, subscribe, send us an email.
Yeah.
The Patreon's underneath. It's always a pleasure doing the show with you, sir.
Yes, always.
Until next time.
See you later.
Podcast Network.